This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Stevenson remains the back. Five in the pattern, and Stevenson with the catch. And he loses the ball. The man has had a lot of fumbling problems over the last couple of years. Let's see if this will be ruled down by contact or a fumble. Hills come away with the ball in the hands of Terrell Bernard.
Running on the field is a catch and a fumble recovered by the defense. First down, Buffalo.
So ruled a fumble, and the problems continue for Stevenson. Let's see if his knee is down.
Nope.
It is coming out. It is knocked out, so it will be a fumble.
Yeah, knee not close to being down on that one.
Nope.
One of the only ugly moments for the Patriots last night. We'll get to Ramondre Stevenson. Hal Vrabel talked about that fumble. How Ramondre talked about it later on this hour on a Patriots Monday. We've covered the statement game from the Patriots, breakout performance from Drake May, Stephon Diggs, his revenge in Buffalo, plus Mike Vrabel making a huge impact. But we haven't talked enough about the Patriots defense shutting down Josh Allen and that Bills offense. For more on that, we're joined, as we are every Patriots Monday, by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you?
We're doing great. A huge win last night. It's national TV. You knock off the previously undefeated Bills. How nice was that one?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see the team come together. It's good to see everybody having fun playing the game and playing to our identity. It was good to see.
And it seemed like, obviously, very important for Steph Diggs. The camera picked up some of the pregame talk. Diggs getting everybody all fired up. It sounded like he was even talking to the defense during the game, but a really important one for Diggs.
Yeah, no, it's good to see him go back to, you know, one of the teams that he's most known for. And then, you know, to see him ball the way he did. He's a leader, and he's a guy that we love having in our locker room.
Without getting super specific and giving away any nuclear secrets, what's the game plan against a guy like Josh Allen?
I think, you know, we just try to limit his legs, try to limit his running ability. That was something that I and the defense focused on, and I think it worked out pretty well.
You know, James Cook is probably one of the best players nobody really talks about. He had three straight 100-yard rushing games going into last night, and you guys did an unbelievable job on him. 15 carries, 49 yards. That's only 3.3 yards a carry. What were some of the keys to slowing down James Cook last night?
Yeah, I think it was just everybody doing their job first and foremost. What he excels at finding gaps that are uncovered or finding guys not doing their job. So when everybody held the edge, when everybody stayed in their gap, we were able to hold them.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. Huge plays down the stretch from Christian Gonzalez, second and third down, along with the rest of the defense to limit the Bills to a field goal, which ultimately let the offense go down and get the go-ahead score. What does Gonzalez's return mean to you guys on defense?
Yeah, no, he's an amazing talent. He's a fun guy to have in the locker room. Like, when he's out there on the field, he just makes us better. It's not often where you have a corner that you can just say, hey, go cover that guy, and you expect him to win every rep. So, I'm you know, obviously having him back out there is a huge impact for our defense and just makes us better.
You know, when it came down to the Andy Borregales 52-yard attempt to put the team up, what's going through your head? How do you go? How do you watch that? How do you go through it? Because, you know, people at home are freaking out. Everybody's going nuts for that last play. What are you doing in that moment?
Me, I just pray for him. I prayed for him to have a calm mind, to see his job clearly, and he did it well.
Did you see Drake after the game? I'm not sure if you heard this or not. Drake said he couldn't watch, like he's too nervous. Yeah. Is there any situation like that where you have like a superstition or anything where you can't watch at the end?
No. I want to see the play full play out. I want to see what happens. I don't have that superstition. I think that's just Drake.
What was the atmosphere like watching on TV? It seemed like it was very electric early on, and then as you guys were having success, you know, you get to really make that place pretty quiet. But what were sort of the ups and downs of the Buffalo crowd last night?
Yeah, no, they were extremely loud. I think it's like that every single time I played there. But you're right. As like we started making more plays, it was fun to be able to, you know, quiet them down and to do what we do best, and then, you know, kind of control the tempo of the game.
Middle game of three straight on the road. It is New Orleans next week. Christian Ellis, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Thanks so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Christian Ellis joining us here on WEEI. A reminder, you can catch Drake May later on today on a Patriots Monday. If you missed any of Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show, you can check that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Here's a quick sampling, by the way, of Mike Vrabel, who joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. We played you the Ramondre fumble coming back. Really one of the only, well, not one of the only, but the biggest you know, negative play the Patriots had last night. Here is Mike Vrabel this morning discussing the fumbling of Ramondre Stevenson.
What is it that you see in Ramondre that, despite the fumbles, you want to keep going with him?
Well, we go with all of them, and we'll use all of them. And so one is valuable in protection. And when teams start blitzing and heating us up, you know, it's critical that somebody protects the quarterback. And thinking those short yardage instances and around the goal line, and you know, we mix carries up, and so everybody's going to have a role, and we'll have to continue to take care of the ball, and so you have to make those decisions. And I think Ramondre understands how critical the ball is, and you know, but we've got to start putting that fire out and making sure that you know, until we're back in the huddle, that ball remains in our possession. You know, whether that we're going down and we're close to the ground, but then we're going to need them all. We're going to need everybody, and we're going to need especially all the backs in that room to help us.
Okay, a whole bunch of questions coming out of that.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, number one, I don't think Ramondre's back in the game necessarily if Gibson doesn't have a horrific injury last night.
Yeah, I think anytime you're, you know, moved to tears, I think he's done for the season would be my guess. So we haven't gotten an update. Vrabel didn't have the update on that today, but I wouldn't count on Gibson coming back.
So you can say we're standing by him all you want. I think your hand was forced a little bit there by, again, an injury situation, which wasn't ideal. Two, I really don't think Ramondre did all that much when he got in there. I mean, he got in the end zone on a couple of wide open, untouched runs.
Yeah, there's no contact. What I think is the craziest part.
He averaged
part.
2 yards a carry and had 14 rushing yards. Like, I wouldn't say it was this triumphant return for him into the game. I guess if you had him in fantasy, great. But I didn't think it was like this triumphant return. And I blame Vrabel for that fumble last night. He didn't discipline Ramondre at all last week.
No.
So, of course, the guy learned nothing. He continues to fumble week after week after week. He wasn't disciplined for it last year. He hasn't been disciplined this year. And so, of course, he continues to fumble.
Right.
Like, we could all predict it.
I mean, every coach says ball security is job security, and yet this guy fumbles the ball multiple times and loses these fumbles, and he had a horrible problem with it last year. And part of you could say, well, Vrabel wasn't here. Well, Stevenson was, and he was fumbling a lot. So what did he do to improve that? Like, is he any better? No, he's not. And the really limited touches he's gotten, he's not like a 25 carry guy. And it's like, well, he's had 500 touches, and that's why. No, no, no. It's not like that. He had 7 carries last night. What's crazy to me is they also have him returning kickoffs. Like,
I don't understand that at all.
How would that be? So 2 weeks ago, when he fumbled twice, we all talked about what we would do. I would not have cut him then, but I would have made him inactive. And one of the reasons I didn't cut him was like, well, what if, like, you know, Gibson or Henderson gets hurt? All right, fast forward. Gibson does get hurt. But Ramondre has already fumbled again. So how many more fumbles? Is there even a number, or you just keep playing? We need everybody.
Not only do they keep playing him, you're right. They gave him
more responsibility.
And, like, significant responsibility. Returning those kicks.
If he fumbled a kickoff in a tie game, what would the reaction be?
I mean, people would be
I wouldn't even be mad at Ramondre. We're already at this point. Curran talked about this last week. Like, now it's to the point where when he fumbles again, it's Vrabel's fault.
I'm not mad at, I mean, I guess on some level I'm mad at Ramondre about the fumble, but I'm angrier at Vrabel for last night.
Yeah.
And putting him back there on kicks. There are other guys who can return kicks.
So,
you lost Gibson. I got a bunch of tweets about this. You know, you lost Gibson last night, Jones. No, I know. I get that. There's other guys who can return kicks on this roster.
100%. And I know they like, because of the new kickoff rules.
Marcus Jones, you ever heard of him?
I have.
You can use Pop Douglas. You could use Kyle Williams, and look great in camp. You could try Kyle Williams. How about you just have Henderson back there with another up back, somebody else to block for him, and Henderson can just do it.
Westover.
Yeah.
Put a little fullback back there.
Don't tell me Ramondre is the only other option because Gibson got hurt. So you have to have him back. He never should have been back there.
No, they really need to make some roster moves this week so you don't need to rely on Stevenson. So if you want to play running back by committee, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to go Cerberus backfield. That was their words, not mine. Then do it, right? Have Henderson with two other guys, but one of those other guys should not be Stevenson. And we had a texture point out. Look at, you have guys like Rico Dowdle with 200 yards rushing. Bill Kroski Merritt had like 2 touchdowns this week. There are a lot of random find them off the street running backs who have success who also hold on to the ball.
Here's Ramondre after the game last night. This is like a broken record. Like, I can only listen to this guy so much after a game being like, well, yeah, I got to get better.
Yeah, I think it was a big win for our team, division win. And, you know, I'm just proud of our team, how we fought and, you know, fought to the end. And, yeah, me personally, I got to clean that up. But, yeah, I think I bounced back in a way. But, yeah, I got to clean that up.
Okay. I bounced back in a way. He's like, I don't know, I had 2 wide open touchdowns.
Yeah, no, Henderson could have scored both those easily.
As the Twitch chat said, Jones could have run those.
No, but this is, it's like when Chris Sale had all those bad starts, and he's like, it's on me. He's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
No one was debating that.
But they just keep throwing you back out there. And with Stevenson, I don't get it, because it's going to happen again. And then what are we going to say? And it almost cost him this game.
Yeah. Nick just said in my ear, he's had 51 touches this year. He's fumbled 3.
Like, come on.
Which honestly sounds low.
It does.
So, yeah.
But that's 10 carries a game, and it's like more than half a fumble per game, right? It's 3 in 5 games.
So the other piece to this is they spent significant draft capital on Travion Henderson, who, by the way, didn't look great last night, didn't do much. 4 yards a pop, 6 carries, 24 yards.
And apparently can't pass block.
He had 2 catches on 3 targets for 3 yards. Also can't pass block on top of it, which, again, I wonder what they're teaching in pass blocking, because the guy was regarded as a very good pass blocker coming out of college.
Yeah, it's not going great.
People were wondering early on in the game, after Ramondre's fumble, where is Travion Henderson? It took a Ramondre fumble and a Gibson injury to get Henderson onto the field on offense. I thought maybe he got dinged up on the opening kick. He hobbled off the field, but then he was out there and looked fine. So I just think the coaching staff is down on him right now. I mean,
that definitely appears like that.
And that doesn't mean big picture they don't believe in him, but right now, he is a distant third, or, you know, going into last night was a distant third on the depth chart. That was a coaching decision, I think, last night.
Yeah, right. Like, clearly, if they're going to keep going to Ramondre Stevenson, that tells you how they feel about everybody else who was active. Now, you have this week to make moves. Like, you can bring up, isn't Terrell Jennings on the practice squad? Like, you can figure out some stuff, bring in some running backs for visits, figure that out. Because I want to know, for some that are like, hey, good for him for sticking by Vrabel, like, is there even a number? Let's start with that. Like, if Stevenson fumbles every single game for the rest of the season.
He got 7 last year.
7! Okay.
Is that the number?
For Mayo.
5 or 6.
7 or 8.
For Mayo, it was higher than that.
But if he fumbles, if he fumbles every other week, you'll just, like, deal with it? Like, no. This team might be decent, but still, I don't know if they have this gigantic, like, room for error where you could just, like, afford to, like, that's a Ramondre possession where we gave him the ball. Like, you can't do that. And it's happened time and time and time again.
617-779-7937. John's and Drake it. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great.
All right, sounds good. You know, I love the passion of our friend from Worcester about Josh Allen, but I think people have to realize comp doesn't mean clone. You know, so I think the comp is very, very strong with Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a little bigger, a little stronger arm talent. But you really have seen so far this year, the last four games, I'd say that Drake May's playing at a very high level. Just had a couple of hiccups against the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple of weeks ago, but he's playing at a very, very high level. And for the first time, really, when you go up against a team with a top-flight quarterback, you feel you have someone on your own who can kind of match him. You never felt that way with Mac Jones. You know, he'd go up against someone, maybe he could beat them. He beat Josh Allen in that win game 4 years ago, which was an anomaly. But now you have a guy who can go out there and kind of match the skill set of those top quarterbacks, and that is something that really can put you over the top.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's well said.
Yeah, you don't need smoke and mirrors. Like, you can beat him head-to-head. Yeah, I agree. I think you feel like you trust
you don't
Drake
need
May. Yeah.
You don't need a hurricane in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Where you right. decide not to throw, and Josh Allen is trying to cut it through the wind. You don't need an act of God to beat Josh Allen. You have a quarterback who can match him. What was the biggest difference between May and Allen last night? Allen had the turnover, May didn't, which is surprising, given Drake May's history. But that was the difference.
Yeah, too.
Otherwise, they were basically the same. That's right. He also that fumble was him as well. You're right. So, you know, it all boils down to Drake May last night, in most categories, was very equal to Josh Allen. Allen had the two touchdown passes, but May led touchdown drives last night. He didn't happen to throw them, but he led touchdown drives last night. The difference was one guy took care of the ball.
And one guy had Steph Diggs.
The other guy didn't, and one guy had Steph Diggs. Fair. 617-779-7937. I just think, again, I know Susan was fired up earlier today.
Yeah.
May has a long way to go to be an MVP of the league or really truly be in Josh Allen's class. But where Josh Allen was at this point in his career versus Drake May, I think is very comparable. And the skill sets?
Yeah.
The athleticism, the arm, like that is to me, the size to me, that's very comparable.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, again, people forget because he's been so good now for a handful of years, about 5 years. But his second year, like there's a good chance, we're only a third of the way through the season. But if Drake May continues at this pace, his year two will be better than Josh Allen's year two. And then that's something. Now, that doesn't mean he then takes the leap to year three.
He'll automatically be better, right?
I mean, year three, Josh Allen was runner up in the MVP. So I'm not predicting that necessarily. But he is putting himself on that short list where you're like, all right, he could be a consistent top 10 quarterback. And for somebody at his age, like that also says something.
617-779-7937. You could talk Pats all day long on a Patriots Monday. Again, Mike Vrabel earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. Check that out by using the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. You can catch Drake May later on today on WEEI Afternoons. We're still scheduled to be joined by Hunter Henry later on today on a Patriots Monday. And every Monday at 11:30, we take you back through the week that was in the NFL. What happened in week 5? We'll get to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
Boy, week 5 in the NFL, Jones. Just one more game. That is tonight, Kansas City versus Jacksonville. In the meantime, maybe you had some commitments. Maybe you said, you know what? I'm going to wait until the Patriots on Sunday night. I'm not going to watch some of these other games. We'll do a quick recap of all of them, including the New York Football Jets and the Dallas Football Cowboys.
What happened?
Hats off to them. They've done a great job here in the first half.
Couple of tight ends in. Back to Williams. Running right. Javonte Williams. Touchdown, Cowboy. Crashing in for 6.
Javonte Williams, 135 yards rushing and a touchdown. Cowboys beat up the Jets 37-22. New York falls to 0-5. And many are suggesting they will go 0-17.
I saw today the Jets are the first team since 1933 to not have a turnover in the first 5 weeks of the year. Not force a turnover as
their
a defense.
Yeah. Clean games for everybody that have played against the Jets. So the Jets are legitimately the worst team in football.
They're bad.
Yep.
You see Jerry flipping off Jets fans after the game?
No. Classy. Yeah. Classy.
That's like what that. You want to see. Yeah.
All right. The other team in the AFC East that was in action yesterday afternoon was the Miami Dolphins as they faced the Carolina Panthers.
What happened?
Panthers down by 4. Closing into the 2 minute timeout. Bryce Young. Got his man! Touchdown! Mitchell Evans! And the Panthers take the lead!
Your guy Bryce Young with the go-ahead touchdown. Panthers beat the Dolphins 27-24. Miami drops to 1-4 on the season.
Who's that announcer? Eric Collins? Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, got fired up.
I know. I got a lot more red zone yesterday than typical because the Pats were later on in the day. So just kind of on.
Yeah.
And every time they cut to the game, I'm like, what is this guy screaming about?
Panthers down by 4. Closing into the 2 minute timeout. Bryce Young. Got his man! Touchdown, Mitchell Evans!
Like he's fired
Panthers
up.
Take the lead.
He's like a cringier version of Gus Johnson. I was like, who is this guy?
He's like,
where did he come from?
He's like a team announcer, but a national broadcaster.
I don't know what that was, but my God,
he was pretty pumped about it. What about the? Let's go to the London game, Jones. Vikings and Browns.
Hey, what happened?
Well, Jordan Addison missed a walkthrough or is late for a walkthrough out in London.
He should have asked. Who did this happen to last year? Was it Pop who missed because they were the food poisoning? No, was it Polk?
Yeah, it's like most
Baker?
Of the most of the
anyone,
most of the receivers.
Any one of those guys.
Year.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, probably
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah.
So he didn't play in the first quarter, but he did play in the fourth quarter.
Wentz, 2nd and 5. Addison, he's got it! Touchdown!
Vikings, 21-17 win over the Browns. The Vikings now 3-2 on the year. Browns fall to 1-4.
I thought that was horrendously bad clock management by Stefanski.
Yeah, it was a mess.
They didn't burn enough clock when they had the football. They were calling timeouts for the Vikings while they were driving. So horrendously bad by Stefanski,
All
I thought.
Right. Let's put a pin in what happened, Jones.
Oh?
Well, it's a Patriots Monday. And let's get to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, shall we?
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday. We'll take you through the rest of Week 5 coming up here in just a little bit. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good, fellas.
Huge win last night. You beat the Bills. It's national TV. We've happened to talk to you over the last year plus after a bunch of difficult games, tough losses. How's it feel to get that one done last night in Buffalo?
Yeah, it's huge, man. Division road win, prime time, everybody's watching. It was a lot of fun, and much needed. You know, we put a lot of work in, and it's good to go out there and execute and come out with a big win.
Seems like Steph Diggs was extra fired up, as he should be, going up against a team that he spent a lot of time with. But, you know, honorary captain in the game. We saw some of the videos of him firing up the team beforehand. But, I don't know, it seemed like a real, you know, leadership moment for Steph Diggs last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a leader on this team for a long time, since he's down here, man. I feel like he's brought a great energy. He's very consistent in his work, and how he goes about his work every single day, too. And so he's been a lot of fun to be around, a lot of us feed off of him, man. And it's cool seeing him fly around and make a lot of plays last night.
So maybe you just answered this, Hunter. But could you sense anything extra from him this week? I know you said he's been a leader all year long, but was there anything extra there from Diggs this week, given who was on the other side?
I mean, you know, I've been through that too, you know, playing your former team or going back to your former team. I mean, there's always a little bit of a chip on your shoulder or whatever it is. But, you know, he was locked in. He's locked in every week, man. He's ready to go. So he was fired up, and we obviously is a prime time game too. So everybody gets up a little extra for a prime time game, man. Everybody's watching. It's what you dream of since you were a little kid. So he was ready to go.
You know, it seems like after each one of these wins, we said, "Oh, is that Drake May's best game he's ever played?" And you know, last night another example of it. What did you think of May's performance?
Yeah, he's just a special player, man. Special dude. It's fun to see him grow. Fun to see him just make plays, man, and the way he does, you know, he can make off schedule plays within the play or whatever it takes, man. So he's a guy that just continuing to grow week after week, and it's been a lot of fun to see him with his growth and obviously make some big time throws there on that last drive.
Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. We're on the outside looking in, watching on the TV last night. You're out there with Drake on that final drive. Take us inside the huddle. What's he like? What's he saying to keep you guys going on that final drive?
Yeah, I mean, he's just, he's a great dude, man. He's very calm. You know, he was just, we worked through those moments all the time on our own in a way, like in practice and gone through different situations. And, you know, we have the ball in our hands to go win it. So it's pretty cool to see him, like I said, make some plays, and we've gone through that scenario, and it was cool to kind of do it live and in a big-time audience.
You know, on the go-ahead 52-yard field goal, we were just talking with Christian Ellis earlier, and he said, you know, he said a prayer for Andy Borgalis. We know Drake May couldn't even look at it. What are you doing during that potential game-winning field goal?
Yeah, I said a little prayer, too. Very confident and just Andy, and you know, I was excited for him for that moment. Felt good about everything. Just needed, you know, good protection, good hold, and felt like he was gonna, you know, go in for sure. So I watched the whole thing. So
yeah,
I was making sure I was gonna watch just to see. So it was a cool moment.
Big win for the Patriots, two in a row for the first time since 2022, 23-20. They beat the Bills last night in Buffalo. Hunter, you know it's time for it, the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, Hunter Henry, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you when Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries' marriage ended after only 72 days?
probably 10.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Okay, 10.
I would agree.
Yeah,
I would agree. That was lower. I would assume lower, yeah.
Some were surprised they made it that long.
Correct.
Okay, well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate the time. Middle game of a three-game stretch of road games in New Orleans on Sunday. Best of luck Sunday. We'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Hunter.
Hunter Henry joining us here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. That's not the most surprising. I'd agree with him on that.
Well, no, again, we're trying to figure out the scale.
Yeah, no, it's
good.
You know,
so you have to have some that are sort of on that
end. One at one
end. Yeah, yeah.
One at the other end. It's a full spectrum. That's true.
So he was more surprised by the Sixth Sense than the divorce of Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
But, correct.
All right, there we go. Okay.
Anything surprising in Week 5, Keith?
Yeah, let's get back to
it. Let's
including
get back
into it. The Colts and the Raiders game. Colts Raiders.
What happened?
Well, it was all Colts.
And there he goes, Jonathan Taylor, his third touchdown today.
So the Indianapolis Colts blow out the Raiders 40-6. They're 4-1. The Raiders are 1-4.
Yeah.
That one?
Who'd they beat?
They beat the Pats.
Oh, that's right.
Which, holy smokes.
Remember we were like, my God, that's a horrible loss. How bad was that? And it turns out... Turns out we were right.
People are like, Geo Smith's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, is he?
Nah, he stinks.
Like, is he?
My guy Anthony Richardson got into the game yesterday. Did you see that?
Good for him. Yeah. No, I didn't really watch much of this
one.
Did
he tap out after he came in?
I mean, he might have.
He got tired.
I just saw he got in there. I don't know.
Take a little break. Yeah, so that was that one.
Three more touchdowns for Johnny Taylor.
Yeah.
He's looking like the best running back in football.
Looks very, very good. What about the Texans and the Ravens?
What happened?
Well, no Lamar Jackson. But that doesn't really seem to matter because all season long, Baltimore's had no defense.
Marks in the backfield, shotgun, fake the pitch, soft toss, it's handled. Knoll is in for the touchdown. The Texans have got their groove back.
Just like Stella. 44-10, your final. C.J. Stroud threw four touchdown passes. It's just the second win of the season for Houston. They're 2-3, but Baltimore... Our entire show's Super Bowl pick at the beginning of the year, 1-4.
Ooh.
Yikes.
The Ravens, I saw this morning. The team that has given up the most points in NFL history was the Panthers a year ago.
Okay. Yeah, they were bad.
534 points allowed.
Ugh.
The Ravens are on pace to allow 602 points.
602 points. It's Ray Lewis.
It's almost
rolling
in New Hampshire.
Over in his grave.
Almost in New Hampshire, 603.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ray Lewis, yes, you saw the touchdown celebration from Knoll there in the end zone.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't celebrate the Ray Lewis. I don't get why they care. He's not playing for the
squirrel?
Team
anymore.
Yeah, what do you care?
You know what that's called?
Yeah.
It was. Something like that. Yeah. All right, this is a good one on paper and actually a decent one on the field as well, Jones. Broncos and Eagles.
Hey, what happened?
Well, the Broncos went down, scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter. They were down by 1 point, so they elected to go for two.
Here's the rollout, the throw, it's there. And the Broncos have taken the lead. That was Franklin on the receiving end.
Is he okay?
Clear your throat. He's smoking two packs of Marlboro Reds. What happened there? So the Broncos would then add a field goal, and they'd go on to a 21-17 win over the Eagles. Bo Nix and the Broncos are now 3-2. The Eagles, their first loss of the season.
Yeah.
Also bounced Terp from our survivor pool.
Oh,
yeah, the Eagles.
That kicked him out?
That's it for him.
I didn't even realize that.
See you later, Terp.
See you, Terp.
Don't let the door hit you.
But, no, the drumbeat for A.J. Brown getting louder and louder. Devontae Smith had a big game. A.J. Brown had some targets.
Oh, A.J. Brown, like, buried Jalen Hurts after the game, I think.
You hear Breer before the game yesterday? Breer was talking about how the Patriots may not even be interested in A.J. Brown if he were available.
Excuse me?
Because Vrabel knows that he has, like, a chronic knee issue. And that was part of the reason Tennessee didn't want to sign him to an extension
in the
first place.
Well, if it's like an injury thing, okay. But it can't be like, I mean, if he's all right, should probably take him.
That was what Breer had to say. I'd still take him if he's even available.
How about this one? The Cardinals and the Titans.
What happened?
Oh, this was a wild game. There was a lot of wild players to choose from, including my guy Deer Mercado running all the way down to the end zone and then holding the ball out and losing it at the inch line. That guy screwed me in fantasy and everybody else, I'm sure. But this was also a play that I'll let these guys describe what the hell happened here.
Clock running inside of 5 minutes. Ward goes through his progressions. Everyone covered, slings it back. It's deflected and picked.
And?
Taylor Demerson, and then the football came out.
Yep.
Who recovers? Tennessee for the touchdown.
Yeah, let's lock it.
In a crazy sequence.
Lockett.
Tyler Lockett, the recovery. Unreal.
So Cam Ward threw a pass that got picked, but then the Cardinals fumbled it, and then it squirted it into the end zone when the Titans fell on it and scored. So the Cardinals were also up 21-6 when
DeMarcado. It was 21-3 at one point, but it was 21-6 when DeMarcado ripped off the run.
Like 80-yard run. Yeah. Nobody touched him, but... You know, credit to the, I guess, the Titans. They were still chasing after him. Holds the ball out like a moron. and then it's like a touchback. And then they never scored again. The Titans added that one and some other weird ones, and then ended up winning 22-21. It's the first win of the season for Tennessee. The Cardinals were cruising to their third win, but they don't get it, so they're now 2-3.
That's a game-winning touchdown pass from my guy Cam Ward and my Titans right there is what that is.
Is that how you guys also figured out that Tyler Lockett's still in football?
How about that? Tyler Lockett, good for him.
I'm an Iowa Manor guy, so I knew Lockett was there.
Good for him.
No, that's the second week in a row we've seen one of those crazy. Adonai Mitchell had one. It didn't cost the Colts.
Yeah.
But he had one last week, and now this. Just make sure you get in the end zone, then drop the football. Not that
smart.
Hard. Not that hard.
Run all the way. Just keep running like Forrest Gump. Go all the way through, and they got to get you in the locker room.
Yes.
Like, get back out here.
Bo Jackson style. Just keep going.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right, what about this one? A battle between two former Carolina Panther quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield in the Bucs, Sam Darnold in the Seahawks.
This was good.
This was an ultimate shootout, and the Buccaneers had a chance to kick the game-winning field goal.
Got it! And Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal.
Okay, that's all you really needed.
I gotta tell you, that wasn't as exciting as the game was.
No,
the game was very
it.
Exciting. That
Got
wasn't
it! And Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal.
Yeah, that's all accurate.
All right.
I feel like we're leaving out a lot of
short
the stuff that
sweet.
Happened.
That was like a tweet version of what happened in that game. You could do more. No, he really let it breathe, and then you watched it. But it was a back-and-forth affair. Very late in the game, the Seahawks had the ball. Sam Darnold threw an interception. And then Baker Mayfield, I think all their wins are like fourth-quarter comebacks or fourth-quarter game-winning drives. So 38-35, your final. Baker Mayfield threw three touchdowns in the game, and Sam Darnold threw four. And this was all about the Ohio State wide receivers, too. Jackson Smith and Jigba for Seattle, 8 for 132 and 1.
I think he's a top five receiver in the league.
I would agree.
I think he's a top five guy, which I never thought I was going to say. He's awesome.
Emeka Ibuka might be top 10 himself, 7 for 163 and 1.
So those two guys are great. My big takeaway.
Did you hear Gronk try to say his name?
No.
Did not go great.
Oh,
it was
no.
like Perk with. Moses Moody.
Really?
No, he didn't like get stuck on like Skip. Like, but it was like, it was nowhere close.
So I knew Baker was great. Keith, despite having the Ravens in the Super Bowl, we also had the Bucs in the Super Bowl. So none of that surprised me.
I had Baker win the MVP.
My big take. Oh, how about that?
Yep.
My big takeaway is that even though he had the brutal interception at the end, Darnold might be kind of good. Like, that was kind of my takeaway from yesterday.
Might be okay.
I'm like he might actually be good. Which I didn't think I'd ever say.
But, like, there's that picture that was going around of Baker and Darnold in Panthers uniforms together. Panther fans be like, what in the world?
I think I'm Bryce Young.
That's a good sign. That is a pro coaches matter kind of response there.
Great point by the text line. Incredible uniform matchup. Yes. Incredible uniform matchup.
Yeah, we didn't even mention. So the Bucks are wearing their creamsicle, which we loved. The Bills ones last night. Horrible.
Yeah, I hate them. I like the helmet. Remember I said they might look better on TV? They did not.
It looks like, hey, let's take the Detroit Lions uniforms and make them worse.
Yeah.
That's what the Bills had last night. Speaking of the Lions, they took on the Cincinnati Bengals.
What happened?
Tell you, no Ben Johnson, no problem. Still a little bit of trickeration.
Montgomery and the Wildcat, former high school quarterback, takes the snap. He'll throw. End zone touchdown! Brock Wright! Montgomery back home airing it out like he did in Mount Healthy High School for 6.
Calm down.
It's too much on the spot chart.
High school football quarterback.
Too many notes, dude.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good job on your homework.
Lions blow out the Bengals, although Cincinnati had a bunch of good garbage points. So if you had Jamar Chase, he ended up with 110 and 2 touchdowns, but the game was well over. 37-24, your final. Detroit.
Can you tell who had Jamar Chase on this show? Can you tell? Yeah.
Your boy. Thanks, Jeff Cirillo. Lions 4-1, Bengals 2-3, but that 2-3 is about to be 2-10.
Yeah,
they're
nose dive.
All right, Commanders and the Chargers.
What happened?
They go jumbo formation, an extra lineman in the game. Kroski Merritt streaks to the outside. He's in again. Touchdown, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt and Washington.
Bill.
It's Bill,
first of
all. Let's get it straight. Two touchdowns for Bill. Deebo Samuel had a just icing on the cake touchdown for the Commanders as well. Chargers were up 10-0 in the game, and they lost 27-10.
Yeah, stupid me. I was buying in on the Chargers 2 weeks ago. They've come right back down.
Washington and L.A. Chargers are both 3-2. And finally, Jones, in a matchup of maybe two of the worst teams in football and two teams that the Patriots play, right? They play both these teams? Saints? And Giants?
Hey, check, check.
What? Check, check. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what happened.
Dart in the shotgun. Scattaboo. And the ball came out.
No whistle. Howden going the other way. Howden's going to go the distance, and we'll have to see if this one stands.
Yeah, the Jackson Dart excitement maybe has cooled down a little bit. Saints get their first win of the year, 26-14 over the Giants. Both teams 1-4.
Look, the Patriots should beat the Saints either way next week. I feel good they got their win out of their system, though.
Good point. You know, less like, frisky now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't be frisky at all. They'll be pretty content.
They're going to be happy.
Yeah, like fat and happy.
Fat and happy. Pats might be a little fat and happy, too.
A little bit.
But I think the Saints
trap game?
They got their... No, it might have been a trap game if the Saints lost again.
A trap game?
But no, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's it.
What happened. Week 5 of the NFL. We do it every Monday here on a Patriots Monday, where we're also joined by Christian Ellis and Hunter Hill.
Got it! And Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal.
At least he wasn't talking high schools and things like that.
That's true.
Or screaming
at us. Former high school quarterback from Mount St. Helens. Good.
We'll get back to your phone call. 617-779-7937. More on Drake May. Breakout performance as well next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
In the second half, he was basically flawless. He was making plays. That one where he shrugged off Daquan Jones and got it to Stephon Diggs. I mean,
that's the game.
Just a ridiculous play. You know, keeping the play alive, finding Diggs down the field. I mean, this was Josh Allen-esque stuff in front of Josh Allen, in front of those fans. I mean, I bet you those Bill fans were, a lot of them were like, oh, crap. They got one of those, too.
Oh, crap, NFL. The Patriots may have one of those guys, too, in Drake May. That was Bedard after the game last night. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. I do think, Keefe, similar to, you know, Brady against the Chargers in 01, similar to Drew Bledsoe in 94, where he threw it a bazillion times against the Vikings, if Drake May is going to have the kind of year that we think he can and the team's going to go the places we think they can, this is going to be the game we circle and look back on and we go, that's where it all clicked.
Yeah, I would agree, because it's one thing to be like, you know, what's his signature win? You're like, well, you know, last year the team kind of sucked, so there really wasn't. Well, okay, well, that's fine. You know, give him the excuse for it. And then, like, all right, this year you're supposed to take a big leap forward. And you're like, all right, he's played well in a lot of these games. Is his signature win at Miami? And some years it could have been, but, like, Miami stinks.
They're bad.
Miami's not good anymore.
They just lost to Carolina, who would be your other win.
Who also stinks. And so you're like, I give him full credit for being good in those games. But when it's like, what's the hang your hat game? You'd be like, oh, he beat Buffalo without a windstorm in Buffalo Sunday Night Football while Josh Allen was playing, the reigning MVP, the only undefeated team left in football, like all this stuff. Oh, and by the way, tie game, fourth quarter, you have the ball and you won that game. So it really kind of checks all the boxes. So, yeah, this is now his signature game.
That is the drive we've all been asking for, too. Is he ever going to put the team on his back and go win a game? Mm-hmm. And he did last night. Chuck is in New Hampshire. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, boys. Good to talk to you. Yeah, so for the game last night for me, it really felt different. It was I felt like I was getting superstitious again, and that to me made it feel like the Patriots were back, because the past few years I've been watching games and I'm just like, it doesn't matter what I do, they're probably going to blow it, they're going to lose. Whereas yesterday I was sitting there and I was like, I can't move, I can't do anything differently. Like,
okay, well, Chuck,
roll.
You just answered my question. I was about to ask you, because we've met Chuck before at a roadshow at Newport.
Yeah.
And so I was going to ask, what is a what's a Chuck superstition? But you maybe just answer, so you won't move. That's kind of what you're doing during the game.
Locked in.
Yeah, I don't do anything too crazy. I just don't change what I'm doing. Like I have my fantasy leagues, and I was looking at one of them, and I wouldn't look at the other. I was like, nope, I've only been looking at this one. I'm only going to do this. I'm wearing this.
That's a Jones move. Yeah. If I ignore my matchup, maybe all my guys will score.
Maybe it'll be really good.
Instead of just staring holes in it. No, it never works.
What I'll do sometimes, rather than just going right to the scoreboard of the fantasy, I go to the NFL scoreboard, and then I try to do like...
Kind of go through the box score.
So stupid.
Like, I missed the fumble.
I'm like, all right, this will be better. This will be better.
No! I thought he had 8 points. He has 6 points.
Never. It's never better. It's actually a huge mistake.
It never works out.
I was doing rally beers during the Red Sox series, which didn't work at all. They didn't score like any runs.
So did you try again with Pats last night?
Yeah, point beers. One for points. First down beers.
Good.
That actually did work.
Yeah.
Field goal beers. Had a field goal beer at the end. And a 52-yard field goal beer.
Field goal beer.
Yeah, that went down great.
All right, so we've talked through a lot of the guys. One thing we haven't really mentioned, we asked Christian Ellis about it. Gonzalez, those two plays at the end of the game were
great.
Massive.
Yep.
And I didn't love how, for the second week in a row, I didn't love how Gonzalez started the game. Did you see him try to get in there on the Bills? What was it? There was a fumble down by the goal line that set up the Patriots' first score, the first field goal, and they ultimately recovered it. You see Gonzalez go after that?
Mm.
I'm like, I don't know. This might be kind of the business decision we were all talking about.
He got Sauce Gardner.
He got beat for some soft plays earlier on the drive, but when you had to have it, and Stephon Gilmore was tweeting about it last night, how locked in Christian Gonzalez was. He had Keon Coleman locked up in the back of the end zone. And then the other play, I think, was Shakir.
Yeah, I think so.
On third down, that limited the Bills to a field goal instead of Josh Allen going in for a go-ahead and maybe game-sealing touchdown. And Gonzalez came up huge in that spot, those two spots.
Yeah, he did. And I feel like after the first 3 weeks of the season, it was the thing that they needed the most was a really good corner. Like, yeah, you needed the guys to tackle. Like, they missed a lot of tackles. But of all the things that they really desperately needed, it was a corner, like an elite corner. Like, oh, guess what? You have one, and now you put him back in, and it's no surprise that the defense's two best games are the two games with Christian Gonzalez.
No, I agree. Did you hear, and I forget who mentioned this on the broadcast last night, Tarico Collinsworth, it might have been sideline, but they relayed that the Bills felt like they were going against the best two corners they were going to go against all year,
Carlton Davis is good, and it's funny, when you see Carlton Davis next to Marcus Jones, you're like, oh, Carlton Davis is big. I know Marcus Jones is like a shorter corner, and he's a slot corner and a return guy, but there was that one play, like they both were like right next to each other after a play, you're like, oh, Carlton Davis is like a big corner.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is. We looked around the league at the beginning of the year, and you're like, oh, as far as cornerback duos are concerned, I think it is the best in the league, and now we've seen two games together. I know the Bills don't have great wide receivers, but they do have a great quarterback. So, like, he's capable of monster games even with those guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.